Good afternoon and welcome to Born on the 4th of July. I'm your host, Barbara Jean, and a great hello, and I hope you're having a happy summer. I traveled a bit over the weekend, and this is a beautiful land, far and wide. I'm proud to be an American. And this very day, on the 27th of July, there is an action going abroad across this land. It will be a major terror exercise, and it is going to involve the FEMA region number 6, Arkansas, Louisiana, New Mexico, Oklahoma, Texas, and California. Sort of a different little activity out there. The focus will be on intel and information sharing. And of course, this is very, very interesting because the United States, this very day, the 27th of July, 2009, welcomes the participation of Australia, Canada, Mexico, UK in this activity called NLE09. Just remember that major terror exercises were ongoing when the 9/11/01 attacks occurred. Just remember major exercises were ongoing on 7/07/2005 in the UK and when those attacks occurred. Just a couple of reminders that this is something to observe and be very conscientious and aware of that can occur. Just remind yourself, on April 29th, there was panic in Manhattan as Air Force One kind of went very low over the area. Thousands of terrified office workers evacuated buildings and the city's financial district as the president's Boeing 747 and also F-16 swooped low over on a site close to 9/11. What's going on? Exercises today. Follow that closely. See what might occur here. We have a great guest lined up here for you today. I shall bring him on. Mr. Vinson, he's editor, a writer, a newspaper person, a lot of experience. We'll have him tell about himself and what he's about, And we're excited to introduce American for Immigration Control. Hi there. Welcome to Born on the 4th of July.
Hello, Barbara Jean. Thanks for having me on your show.
Well, yeah, I think we've talked before, haven't
we? Yes, we have. That's right. Yes, we have.
Well, it's an honor, and I would like you to introduce yourself all across America, all across the world on RBN. Tell us your message. We're happy to hear from you. We'll go to a break shortly, but kind of be advised about that. But this hour is yours. Thanks for coming on.
Okay, my pleasure. I want to talk about immigration. Our organization has been around since 1982, and we've advocated a more reasonable level of legal immigration and also effective steps to stop illegal immigration. We've suffered some setbacks during that period of time, but also we've had some successes, too. The problem still remains, though. Our country is simply taking in more people than it can assimilate, and if we don't put the brakes on fairly soon, we're going to have real trouble. We're in a very bad recession now. Some say this is the worst we've been in since the Great Depression. 14 million Americans are out of work today, and by other measures, the total is even higher. If we go back and use the standards that we're using back in the 80s, from what I've heard, our unemployment rate would be, say, around 18% rather than the 9.5% that it is now. While we are suffering this situation, our government is still admitting each year approximately 1.5 million foreign people into the country. That includes immigrants and people on temporary visas.
Now, I can hear the music coming on for the break, so
okay.
If you'll just hold that sentence right there, we'll return shortly.
Attention RBN listeners. The Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. Submarine Service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
An important part of healing in youth involves your body's ability to create proteins at a rate faster than your body is breaking down. The process of creating proteins is orchestrated by amino acids and repair proteins, both of which become deficient in the typical person's body the older they get, so that by age 40, the rate of repair has declined enough that the effects are very noticeable to most people. Chrysalis is a liquid spray nutritional supplement that supplies the body an essential repair protein. By taking Chrysalis, you can potentially improve your overall rate of repair. This product is reported to have a profound track record of success. People frequently report deeper sleep, more energy, better mood, aches and pains going away, loss of body fat, gray hair reversing, vision improvement, and much more. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Go to learnthesecretstoyouth.com. That's learnthesecretstoyouth.com or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Special Roast Hemp Coffee from hempusa.org. Our coffee grows in the dense volcanic-rich soil, herbicide and pesticide-free, and in the high altitudes of Guatemala, in conditions that are ideal for natural growth of this high-quality coffee. Try our mellow cup of coffee that is ground and roasted with 25% hemp seed from Canada. With a wonderful nutty flavor that contains 18% protein, our roasters bring a unique flavor that makes this the best cup of coffee you'll ever have. Try our new special roast hemp coffee from hempusa.org and wake up your brain without the jitters. Our customers look forward to their next cup of hemp coffee. Visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608 and see if you'll change your mind about drinking coffee again. Taste the difference. Feel the difference at hempusa.org today.
Good afternoon and welcome back to Born on the 4th of July. I'm your host, Barbara Jean, and today we're listening and hearing about our heritage, American. Come on, what about immigration? I would assume that you lock your door at night, perhaps, or you're careful and conscientious just about who and when you invite someone into your home. And what is it like when a nation forgets the duty to the homeowner, so to speak, or the citizen? We've been in that situation for a long time, haven't we?
Absolutely. 1965, we passed an Immigration Act that set in motion what we have today, and one of the chief promoters was Ted Kennedy. And he said that at the time that we would not have a situation where we'd be bringing in something like 1 million legal immigrants a year, and the demographic makeup of the country would not change, and we would not have a preponderance of immigrants coming from any one region. Well, that's exactly what we ended up with, despite his promises. As a consequence, I don't think Americans should believe any of the promises that the immigration lobby makes now. They've lied too many times. In 1986, they said that if we gave amnesty to illegal aliens one time, we would never have another amnesty again. Well, we had several after that, and they're still trying to pass an amnesty. Very, very much so today. So we can't trust them. We have to dig in our heels and say no more. We've had enough. We've been extremely generous, but generosity without limits leads to chaos. We must pull in the welcome mat for a little bit and allow assimilation to take place.
Now, you know that, and I know that, and most thinking people would look at the statistics or the information that might be presented from American for Immigration Control, your group. You've got the stats to back it up. Why is it that the Congress seems to, and churches seem to, just ignore the facts?
Well, you have powerful vested interest. Have certain racialist groups, such as the National Council of La Raza, which means the race, who want to gut our immigration laws so they can bring in more Hispanic people and use them as a power block in this country. They don't want them to assimilate and become like other Americans. They want to keep them poor and alienated so they can be used for this purpose. You also have powerful interests in the Democrat Party who see mass immigration as a way of bringing in basically more Democrats, more poor people, more people who can be used politically to demand more social programs and things of this sort. There's a prominent Democrat strategist named Robert Kramer who recently wrote a book entitled How Progressives Can Win. Progressive is the term socialists are using to describe themselves these days. And he openly admits in this book that the strategy for the Democrat Party should be to give amnesty to illegal aliens, then get them registered to vote, and then use them as a power block to have a complete lock on the electoral system in the U.S. Now, it's not just Democrats who are turning against our country for their own selfish purposes. There are a number of Republicans who do it, too. A lot of them are in the thrall of the cheap labor interests. They want to bring in as many people as possible as cheap labor to drive down wages and prevent Americans from having a decent standard of living. They don't really care about that. All they want is to make as much profit as they possibly can, and ethics don't matter at all.
You'd wonder
basic,
how,
and then the churches too. You have many people who have what I think is a false understanding of Christianity. That is that it's God's purpose that we should have a one world government or globalism or something like that. But our religious tradition, our biblical tradition, teaches that God divided the world into nations, and when you break down the nations, you are going against the will of the Creator. So it's basically the lineup we have, and they have a good bit of clout. And it's up to us, the patriotic American citizens, to counter this and to organize. One thing that we should keep in mind is that even though these interests are very wealthy and influential, there are a whole lot more of us than there are of them, and if we would ever get organized, we could stop what they're doing.
And I guess it's hard for us to organize. A lot of folks don't consider the jeopardy, or they think they're being generous and we should share, and they're not aware of some of the moves afoot. You know, really, you use the word progressive, but socialism, fascism, a very, very determined La Raza effort to maybe hold up one group over another. How they get away with their name and continue, I don't know. We're all, considered racist if we don't even do anything, if we just murmur a bit or something. That comes to us, and a lot of people are afraid to speak out because of that. But it's interesting because you kind of watch the local news or the local newspapers, and they come upon this issue of illegal entry into our nation, at least the local Salt Lake Tribune I'll speak for, and others as well, the Deseret News, two major papers here in Utah. They come from a different angle, totally, it seems. If they're going to show school children getting ready for school, they choose a certain, type of race to depict. It's all right for almost every other group to have exciting little celebrations of their culture and so forth. But when it comes to the founders or the United States or being a culture that's maybe we're participants or whose ancestors were participants in the founding of this nation, we have become so dispersed and so fractured that if we get together and demand a little bit of something here or something there, then we become racists if we don't just want to share with all of this diversity. Help us understand where you go on this idea of diversity that is sort of ramrodded down. You can't see a picture of school children unless it is so diverse that it isn't even funny. And there used to be percentages, you know, of one culture as compared to another in the United States, and some of a balance. Anymore, you don't see that.
Well, there used to be this saying that in unity there is strength. This idea that diversity is our strength is the exact opposite of that idea, and it's totally wrong. In one example, there's a Harvard professor named Robert Putnam, who is a supporter of diversity. He thinks it's wonderful, but he did research on what the actual impact of diversity is on American communities. And he found in his research, to his horror, that diversity breaks down the bonds of society. He said that people tend to pull into their shells like turtles and not interact with each other, not have any concern, really, for their communities. This is all very useful to people who want to destroy our traditional American society and substitute something else. What they want to substitute, these so-called progressives, whose progress means we go toward tyranny, is a set up situation where people can't speak one another's language, they can't get along with one another, and the only way to hold them together is a powerful government, which they want to run. That's what they're up to with this. And so when they start talking about diversity is our strength, diversity is our strength, no, it is not. I mean, there can be diversity within the theme of America. There can be Westerners, there can be Southerners, but when you take it beyond that, you bring division and you bring the downfall of the country. One thing you said, too, about how they keep using the word racist, this word was invented by Marxists to break down a sense of healthy patriotism in peoples. It was coined by the Bolshevik leader Leon Trotsky, and he said that the Russian people were racist because they resisted communism. That's what the game plan is here, to break down any sense of national cohesion and completely balkanize society so, again, people who want power can seize it. One thing to keep in mind is that when these people call you a racist, think, well, these are the people who are on the same side as La Raza, the race. So don't be intimidated by the word. It's simply a bludgeon word used to break down resistance, to instill fear, and to prevent meaningful dialogue on these very important issues.
And it does its work well because, you know, the normal social experience with your neighbor or friend, they avoid at all costs speaking on the issue of illegal entry into the country. They avoid at all costs on a level at the legislature using the term invasion from another country if we are to speak about undocumented immigrants, which in itself is a crazy way to speak because the terminology should be illegal alien.
Exactly. Exactly.
And how they get away with this? How does that happen?
Well, I guess our fearfulness allows them to get away with it. We've got to overcome that fear and not be put upon anymore. I tell people that I'm an undocumented brain surgeon. The reason I'm undocumented is because I've never been to medical school. That's why I don't have the proper documents. But nevertheless, I am an undocumented brain surgeon. I mean, I think that might illustrate the absurdity of what the other side is trying to pull off of that.
That's absolutely great. I think that's the best answer I've heard. I wish I would have known to use something like that in these interim meetings held with all the dignity of the Capitol and in wonderful spots all throughout the state, all through the year of 2008. to figure out how we can deal with the problem. We'll pick it up there when we come back. Interim meetings.
My children were very disrespectful. They were defiant. The results from the total transformation were almost immediate. The children stopped arguing.
Is your child disrespectful and defiant with you about everything? Are they arguing with you constantly and having problems in school? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the total transformation.
They have become very task-oriented at school. They complete their assignments in a timely manner without being asked. I firmly believe it is 100% the total transformation. It truly changed our lives.
Backtalk, lying, even problems with ADD and defiant teens. I'll help you transform the worst behavior problems and get peace and sanity in your home. Guaranteed. Call now and get how to turn your child's attitude around in 1 minute or less, and my weekly newsletter free with your order. 1-800-656-4806. 1-800-656-4806. Call now. 1-800-656-4806.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Restore the Republic, the social network for the modern revolutionary. Activating the silent masses into action. At RestoreTheRepublic.net, we're seizing power from the globalist world controllers and handing it back to the people. RestoreTheRepublic.net, where patriots rally on the objective. The Liberty Bell tolls once again for a movement on the rise. Make RestoreTheRepublic.net your place to unify and activate the revolution.
Had about enough of the bold-faced lies and propaganda, have you?
Republic Magazine exposes the mainstream media garbage for what it is. Grab a stack and take America back. Use Republic Magazine to wake the people and crush the corporate-controlled propaganda machines. Page after glossy page of factual information to fuel the second American revolution. Get it all and more at RepublicMagazine.com.
Well, welcome back. I was talking about the interim committee that delayed putting any new legislation here in the state of Utah for a solid year and then met throughout the year at the Capitol in various locations discussing the issue of illegals and entry into Utah. Another whole year in the delay of any kind of restrictive legislation. I would that I had had the sense of humor to identify myself the one time I got to speak and then watched what they did. And it's very, very sad because the undocumented immigrant is totally used throughout a hearing like that. And it seems like the bent or the warp of the whole story is to make it so much easier. After such a meeting, sir, then the press comes, and to whom do they want an interview and to spend their time? It would be the Hispanic approach and the other people who could expose the fraudulent use of ID and documents and all of that problem. They were set aside, and there was no time for their interview. So it goes on and on like that. But I think your simple description could maybe bring people around to see the ridiculous story that is put forward every day.
One thing I like to say, too, is what is it about the word illegal that you don't understand? I mean, they're always trying to divert attention away from this very basic fact, but the thing is, what can they say? How can they justify it? So they have to obfuscate everything and come up with this bogus, undocumented terminology and such as that. We have to keep just bringing them back to this one issue. Is it legal or is it not? And if it's illegal, let's stop it.
It seems so easy, and yet it is so hard, absolutely so hard. And we just have witnessed it here. I'm sure in your state it may be similar in the at the legislative level. Is it the case there as well?
Last year here in Virginia, we had a commission going around sampling public opinion on illegal immigration. And the forces on the other side made sure that they stacked the meetings with as many of their people as possible. I went to one in a nearby city, and I was one or two out of about 80 or so people who testified who was against illegal immigration. And really, it was just fascinating to watch all these various interests get up. You had the cheap labor people, and you had people in government jobs that depend on illegal immigration, such as teachers. I remember this one sappy woman stood up, and she said, "I am a teacher, and I just love the diversity in my classroom," and she went on and on like that. Then they had some people testify in Spanish who I presume were illegal immigrants. I thought to myself, why are they allowing people who don't even speak our language and are probably not even in our country legally to get up and speak before an officially state-sanctioned panel? I mean, what are they doing here? And then you had these hardcore leftists who got up, and they were talking about social justice, which really means just a socialist. And you just had all these people trying to justify this invasion of our country. It was just a sight to behold.
Is it that most people have forgotten or do not study a communist takeover and the antics and certain procedures that can be found in the employment of a revolution starting with a communist origin? You know, because you see certain things over and over again on the rallies or the resistance or their rhetoric. It's quite obvious that a tag-along story comes about. Maybe this immigration issue is facilitating something else, which is one of the maneuvers. Can't people see that?
Well, no, because the mass media don't tell them quite often. You just have to pick up this information on your own. I've studied psychological warfare for many, many years, and the typical propaganda comes straight from Marxist ideology. You know, the Soviet dictator Lenin stated that we must promote hatred, revulsion, and scorn against our opponents to advance our cause. And so that's what the opposition does. If you're opposed to illegal immigration, you are a racist. You are a bigot. You are a xenophobe. You are a hater, which covers up their hatred of us. You see, if you make a charge against a person and you make it first, then you have the high ground when he tries to come back at you and accuse you of the same thing. I mean, people think, oh, well, the first charge is the most accurate charge. The National Council of La Raza has really gotten into this recently. They vehemently attacked anchorman Lou Dobbs on CNN for criticizing illegal immigration, and they were trying to get the management of CNN to get him fired because he was exercising his rights as an American citizen to point out lawbreaking. Again, it's just so ironic, this group, La Raza, the race, is accusing people of racism. I think one weapon we can use against them is just to start laughing at them and mocking them. You can't take them seriously, really.
And yet they get funding in the millions of dollars from our treasury. And,
absolutely, absolutely.
And you talked about the groups out here and about the numbers in opposing such activity. We could gather together if we had some kind of a momentum, but we are not funded as a group, particularly like they have the money coming in. We'll go to another break here. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Newsflash. Unemployment is soaring over 10%. The dollar is plummeting, and banks are beginning to close their doors. Financial experts are saying we are headed for an economic depression. The world is on the brink of total meltdown. Unless you expect the government to bail you out, you must be able to grow your own healthy food. Newsflash. SurvivalistSeeds.com has just released a brand new heirloom seed pack at a dramatically reduced price. So you and your family have a long-term food solution. The choice between starvation and freedom is made by you right now. Go to SurvivalistSeeds.com. That's SurvivalistSeeds.com. Because you are almost out of time. SurvivalistSeeds.com.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
We'll pay $25,000 of your credit card debt guaranteed. Since 1993, zero debt in 90 days is still the only guaranteed debt relief program available. We'll either solve your debt problems in 90 days or we'll pay you $25,000. Our attorney said we could not make this promise, so we fired them and hired new attorneys, and they just love the idea.
My wife and I thought these guys are nuts, but a few months later, we were totally debt free. This has changed our life and given us a brand new start.
So if you have too much debt of any kind, we want to pay for it. If you are facing foreclosure, we can stop it in one day and you make no payments. That's right, you keep your money. As of this date, we have stopped every single foreclosure and all of our clients are still in their homes, paying no property taxes, no mortgage, no rent, and no chance of having to move anytime soon. We will pay you $25,000 if we cannot solve your debt problems within 90 days. Call now and mention this offer to get your free copy of our 7 Debt Relief Secrets. Call 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, last Thursday night, America's finest, another one was gunned down, but not in Pakistan or not in Afghanistan or not in Iraq. On the Mexican border or the American border, just outside Campo, California, Robert Rosas was mortally wounded. I'm wondering what kind of action will be taken over his death. Our borders are porous. We can fight wars in another country, but we choose not to protect our own. You spoke of Lou Dobbs being harassed and given trouble for his employment and put in jeopardy by La Raza. Who and why do they think they can do that? Because he's one of the very few who uses the information that comes so often as something of interest that he wants to speak upon as he informs his audience. Rare is he among commentators or people in the news media, and he's had probably great success in choosing to look upon this issue and let the people know. Maybe it's had some impact. But La Raza doesn't like that, do they?
No, not at all. The fact of the matter is that they don't believe really in our treasured freedom of speech. They want to silence speech. They any speech they hate, they call hate speech, and they believe that hate speech should be made illegal. One step toward this illegal arrangement was the recent passage of the so-called hate crimes bill, and there are many people who think that this will be used as the basis for an effort to outlaw speech. The propaganda that La Raza is putting out and other similar groups is that when you criticize illegal immigration, you're expressing hatred toward illegal immigrants, and as a consequence, this causes people to go out and commit crimes against them. Therefore, when you speak against the illegal immigration, you're the same as a criminal who wants to do physical harm to them. Now, that's absurd, of course, but the thing is, these people have no sense of scruples, and they have no sense of right and wrong. With them, the whole strategy is one of simply acquiring power and bullying their way through to get what they want.
It's very, very interesting because we have to return to the law. And if we have no law, we have the chaos. And it would seem that everybody is interested in ignoring the law, even so the Congress. I keep worrying about the impact of the proposed medical reform or that that's being entertained in the Congress right now, because there are many Democrats, and there are others as well, who would like to have this health care for illegals without any question.
I'm glad you brought that up. I wanted to talk about that a little bit. President Obama has said that the illegals should not be covered by the plan, and I think there's even a language in the bill that would forbid them from getting it. But let's consider this. A Republican congressman named Dean Heller offered an amendment to the bill which would require screening of people to make sure that they are citizens. And you know what happened to that amendment?
It was defeated 26-15
exactly.
In the committee.
Exactly. So how much can we value the promises of Obama? I don't value them one bit. Interestingly enough, he said this about illegals being eligible for the plan. Let me read this quote to you slowly and see if you get out of it the same thing I do. This is Obama. "First of all, I would like to create a situation where we're dealing with illegal immigration so that we don't have illegal immigrants." All right, that sounds good. Let's see how he proposes to get to that place. "And we've got legal citizens, residents, or citizens who are eligible for the plan, the health plan. And I want comprehensive immigration reform," that's the term he uses for amnesty for illegal immigrants, "that creates a pathway to achieve that." What I interpret this to mean is that we will get rid of illegal immigrants by making them all legal. We will sprinkle legal dust on them, and they will all disappear. I don't think this sounds like a very good idea.
And then they'll get their health insurance.
Oh, exactly, exactly. They'll be made legal. There are approximately, according to figures going around now, there are around 40 million or so uninsured Americans, and about, or rather, 40 million people in this country who are uninsured, and about 15% of those are illegal immigrants. And about a third of the total is made up of people in immigrant households. Basically, what we're doing with our immigration policy is letting in unskilled people who really can't pay their way very well, and so they're consuming more in benefits than they're putting in taxes. Can you imagine what this country is going to be like if we set up a health care system and we become the hospital of the entire world? I mean, putting out the welcome mat to everybody with an ailment. Come right here and you can get your free treatment. How can we do this without being utterly bankrupt?
Diminished in skill and everything else. You know, it poses the question, what kind of a sensible, intellectual, prudent, economic approach is it wherein a nation says, we will not protect our border, we will not check on your health status, no examinations, we'll allow so many to run over, and we know we can't catch maybe one out of six every night, so that we're comfortable with. And when you come, we will do everything we can to make your lives good, and we'll take from the citizen and give you even preferential status. I mean, tell me where the intellect is on such a posture, such a attitude that is ours today nationally. I can't imagine anybody thinking that we are a thinking society here. I just can't.
Well, this is madness, but if I may quote Shakespeare, there is method in this madness. Again, there are vested interests that don't care anything at all about this country, but want to enhance their own money and power by allowing the situation to continue. It's hard for decent people to believe that there are people this selfish and corrupt and dishonest, but believe me, folks, there are lots of them. I think we Americans tend to have a sentimental notion that human nature is basically nice and good, but there's a lot of evil in human nature. This is what the founding fathers of this country understood. That's why they instituted a system of checks and balances to keep any one faction from getting too much power. What our opponents in this situation want, again, is to centralize all the authority into their hands. They want to promote chaos, and then they will provide the order that will end that chaos by, again, putting the power into their hands.
And in the middle of that, there are, like you have described, the know-nothing, the do-nothing, the happy person that feels like this isn't something they need to consider or concern themselves with. It'll all go away somehow. And therein is the thrust and the success of this kind of chaos. I just feel so sad for the United States of America. I always thought that there would be this great awakening and that we would make things right again. By that, I mean prudent and careful attitudes and policy that would be for the survival of this nation rather than its ending. In today's growth, we're about at 301 million people in our population, a great and large country, and if we continue the same way, we will be 468 million by 2060. And of course, that is an extreme and a much bigger burden on resources, on our parameters as a country. So why do they not do something to stop it, those who could? Why aren't the people demanding that? We've decided it's that they do not know or cannot conceive of this extraordinary impact. And then I think the attitudes of the folks are different. You mentioned 1986 with the promises. It was going to be a one-time amnesty, right?
Right, one time.
And nobody did what they were supposed to. They didn't even enforce their own rules at the time of the amnesty, as I understand
it. It was a deal. Our side got enforcement by giving them amnesty. Well, they didn't honor their part of the bargain. They didn't institute what they promised to do. They still haven't to a large degree. So again, you can't trust them. I mean, you have to get the attitude that as a citizen, that you're going to stand up against this, and you've got to say to them, we're not going to listen to your promises anymore. We want to see action, and we're not going to accept anything you say until we see action and results. As far as the people waking up, maybe this difficult economic situation finally will force people to see the realities of the situation. For a long time, we were in this inflationary bubble, and everybody thought he could get rich by investing in the stock market. Nobody would have to work, and that caused people to live more and more in dream worlds. Well, now, with people facing serious unemployment, they're going to have to wake up and smell the coffee, and perhaps they will realize at this point that they're not going to do very, very well if we keep flooding these people, this country, with people who are going to be taking the jobs that are increasingly scarce.
When we mention the Heller Amendment. Now, that was just recent, wasn't it? I wanted to put a kind of a date on when that occurred. Can
you that was just recently, yeah.
Okay, that was just last week, I believe.
Yeah, that shows the true intent of the Democrats who are pushing these things. I mean, they say, oh, no, we won't allow illegal aliens to use this health care plan. Well, if they were sincere about that, why didn't they vote for the Heller Amendment? I mean, again, you can't trust these people. You simply can't.
Well, and see, this is so important because, as you brought up to some of the numbers, perhaps this 48 or whatever million people without health insurance and the percentage of that you held, that number were the illegals and the illegal households, it could be that I've heard that maybe it's just a 12 million citizen figure as compared to that full number, and that the majority and maybe the reason for all of this push is the health care for illegals. And I wouldn't be surprised if the majority of that number, the 40 million so-called number, I would say two-thirds would be illegal.
Of course, to a significant extent today, the illegal aliens are getting free health care. They're going to emergency rooms and abusing the right to be there. You're supposed to go to the emergency room just for an emergency, but, I mean, they go for sniffles or anything else they want. And so you and I have to pay huge amounts of money for health insurance or do without it, while these people who are breaking our laws get this treatment, and the people who hire them are, in effect, getting a subsidy to get their cheap labor.
I've wondered about that exact issue. Why is there such a push right now for this new reform on health care, where what you have just said is the fact and is the truth, that through the EMTALA Act, they are, as a professional, bound to give this kind of service in our health industry today. And so the illegals get free health care as we speak.
Yes, you know, and I would imagine that under the Obama plan, they'll get even more. That's why, I mean, we've got to defeat this thing, and we have to stand up to these dishonest people, these traitorous people in Washington, and say no more. We slapped their hands pretty badly back 2 years ago when we stopped the amnesty then, and I think if we keep slapping them on the wrist, maybe they'll get the idea that amnesty is not a good thing to try to push. Obama wants an amnesty bill fairly soon. My guess is they'll try to push one early next year. I imagine perhaps by that time the economy will get a little bit better, and they will say, all right, the economy is better now. We only have 9-8% unemployment, so we can go ahead and pass the amnesty. We better get ready and prepare for a real fight, because they want this amnesty very, very badly. You know, these people don't care about the Americans out of work. It doesn't matter to them. They, again, you know, some of the Republican interests want their cheap labor, and the Democrats want their cheap votes, and La Raza wants more of La Raza, and so forth. It's going to be a battle.
It'll be a battle, and we're going to give out a number here in case, as a listener, you'd like to join in, and you might even disagree, and we would invite your call if you have a different slant on things. We're open to hear you. So call in on the call-in number. It's free, 800-313-9443. Once again, if you'd like to join with us on this discussion, 800-313-9443. Why don't you give out your full name, where you've been writing books or as an editor on different issues, your background in education. Tell us a little bit more all about yourself, and then we'll continue, okay? And where they can find information that might be helpful, or any of the books or information you might have written, an essay or a book, let us know. Are you there?
Yes.
Okay. Please tell us what you'd like us to know about your website, your efforts, and your background, please.
Okay. Our website is www.immigrationcontrol.com, and you can get on that and see our publications and read some of the essays, blog items that we have there. And if you're interested, you can write us, and we'll send a free sample of our newsletter, which goes out every other month. And we have certain services we offer. If you'd like a letter written that you can send to your congressman, we can do that for you, at least give you an outline of what you can send. And we also talk about the different things we're involved in, such as lobbying in Washington and doing direct mail contact with people to try to raise public awareness about what is going on.
Do you find that the La Raza lobby or other organizations like Unto Theirs are front and center in acceptance, or does your lobbying effort get the same appreciation and entry into the Congress as these other groups seem to get?
Well, they have a lot more influence in Washington than we do. However, again, we have the American people on our side, and as I was saying, in 2007 and in 2006, we and the other groups were able to rally enough people to call into Washington to stop what they were doing.
Well, congratulations. We all need to serve your kind of groups. When we come back, we're going to break. We have David in Texas, and we'll take his call.
Hi, this is Tom DeWeese, inviting you to join us for the 10th annual Freedom 21 National Conference in Oklahoma City, August 13th to 15th. Our keynote speaker is G. Edward Griffin, author of The Creature from Jekyll Island. You will also meet Chuck Baldwin, Gun Owners of America President Larry Pratt, a host of state legislators hot on the heels of the fight to preserve state sovereignty. And you will learn all the details behind the coming international ID and how the MEAC report fits in. Property rights, privacy rights, education, and the assault on natural health care, all will be discussed at Freedom 21. And John Stadmiller of RBN will be helping me co-host the event. You can register for the full conference or for just a day. We also offer a very special student rate. For more information, go to www.freedom21.org or call my office at 540-341-8915. The leaders in the fight to preserve our freedom are gathering in Oklahoma City this summer. I hope you'll join us at the Freedom 21 National Conference.
They say 50 is the new 40. I like that idea. But it won't change the facts about prostate health. At my age, you have to understand what the prostate affects. Urine flow, intimacy, sleeping habits, overall quality of life. So if you're like me and you want to give your body nutritional support for a healthy prostate, then take what I take. All natural beta prostate. Now, many men try Saw Palmetto, but Beta Prostate has hundreds of times more healthy plant sterols. In Europe, doctors prescribe plant sterols for prostate support, but here you can get them in non-prescription Beta Prostate. This is targeted nutrition, and it works with your body. So why wouldn't you take this amazing nutrient? Here's a number you can call to try Beta Prostate risk-free. Call 800-362-5848. Your satisfaction is guaranteed, or you get your money back. 800-362-5848. That's 800-362-5848.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Welcome back, and we do have the caller from Texas, and you're on with Mr. Vinson of American for Immigration Control. David in Texas.
Thanks for taking my call. First of all, I'm self-employed. I pay around $1,000 a month for myself and my family to have insurance. Unfortunately, one night my son started to have seizures, so we went to the Dell Children's Hospital. And we get in there, they give us a wheelchair, and he's having more seizures while we were in there. And the place was loaded up with people that didn't have insurance, they had the flu. I saw them in the checkup room taking their temperature and stuff. I was infuriated to let them know my son's having a seizure. This is the first time that it ever had happened, and yet I still had to wait in the waiting room. So then we took my son, rolled him out to the car, and we had to bring him to another hospital to get service. And I was infuriated by this because I knew I was the only paying customer in that hospital, and yet I was refused service.
That is outrageous. It just is outrageous.
So, yeah, I never put much thought to it. Today's the first day I listened to your station, and it is true. Our emergency rooms are loaded up with people that are non-paying. They're aliens, illegal aliens in our country, that get free health care service by the hospitals, which we have a physician that we bring our kids for the flu, non-emergency issues of that nature.
I can tell you that I waited with a family member 4.5 hours in an emergency room in a new facility. They kept telling us they had 70 emergency beds, and we could not get in. Her dilemma, like your family member, erupted into a drastic situation while we were still waiting to get in. And that is because they have to serve, under law, everybody that walks in there. And why Obama doesn't talk about that, I don't know. Back to you, Mr. Vinson. Comment.
Well, I just think that we're going to be seeing more and more of this if we have this program of socialized medicine. Socialism always makes things more inefficient. It always burdens the productive people of a society. So if you think it's bad now, you haven't seen anything, folks.
I'm afraid you're telling the truth, and a lot of folks don't know that that will occur. They're assuming it will be something like they're familiar with, but it will be totally changed. David in Texas, is your family member better and improved at this time? He dropped. Okay. Well, we wish him well. I think it is a tragedy. You see it right before your eyes. I would ask people to get on board. CIS, you're familiar with them on the stats and statistics for immigration. People should go there. People should go for American for Immigration Control. That's CAN, www. Just enter there. You can get a lot of help. Keep up the good work. We need people everywhere. I understand that earlier today, this launch of this terrorist activity with different countries and the military happening today in the United States. Mexico is one of the countries that has been invited to join with us, and yet they can't keep straight who is a gang member and who is military and who is police down in Mexico. Doesn't that bother you?
I mean, in terms of criminals and police in Mexico, is there really much difference?
Not in here. We're going to go with them today on this activity. Anyway, we'll do it again. Thank you so much.
My pleasure.
With recent internet